Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and this is your astrology and your planetary focus for Wednesday, April 2nd. And of course, there's a lot going on. Even though we still have Mercury and Venus retrograde, there still seems to be a lot going on. And this gives you time to formulate your ideas, take them back, talk them over, brainstorm, because after all, the moon is in the sign of Gemini, ruler of intellect, sharing ideas, and also collaborating a little bit. So we want to talk to people, we want to share ideas, we want to brainstorm, we want to get things started. Because the sun is in the sign of Aries, where everything moves fast and we jump into things, not foolhardily, but because we might think it's the right time, be given an opportunity, and want to take the bull by the horns, so to speak. We're getting ready for this amazing new aspect that's coming up with the planets Saturn, Uranus, and Mars. And so even though the planet Mars and Uranus don't like being in their signs, Mars is in Cancer and Uranus is in Taurus, and Saturn is tired of being so sleepy and not doing anything. So this prepares you to get over your insecurities and start to move ahead. How can you not be excited by the moon in Gemini as she connects to the planet Jupiter and the sun in Aries? All of that fulfills you. You want to move ahead. You're looking ahead. You want to start something new. Of course you do. And you want to move away from, you know, the financial issues brought on by Uranus in Taurus. And you don't want to be hypersensitive, or you want to move away from people who don't like you, don't accept you, or who are insecure themselves. You also want to come out of this sleepiness of not being able to get ahead and do your own thing with Saturn in the sign of Pisces. And of course, he's going to be next to move into the sign of Aries. So we start now by thinking and seeing with our eyes, hearing with our ears, talking to people, and we start to get a sense of what can be. The planet Jupiter is in the sign of Gemini, along with the moon, and the sun is in the sign of Aries. This is sparky stuff. And so talk to people, move away from people who don't support your ideas or see your talents or encourage you to be better or try new things. You're supposed to be trying new things. You're not supposed to be hesitating. You're not supposed to be jealous. You're not supposed to be looking around. You're supposed to be formulating new and unique ideas. Pluto is also in the sign of Aquarius, another air sign that rules genius. So your utter genius can come through. So how do you tap into, you know, all of this new energy that's out there? Well, you do it by not tuning into Mars and Cancer and being looking around at what other people are doing or keeping people out of the fold or somehow stopping people from joining the club or being with your friends. You stop it by not being selfish with Uranus and Taurus, but embracing all things new, even new people, young people, new ideas, young ideas, and seeing for yourself what the world holds for you. Well, that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.